Good morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN, and we continue our series of candidate interviews here ahead of the August 4th primary. Today, speaking with Riley County Commissioner incumbent Ron Wells from District 3. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on here to talk about your campaign and why you decided to rerun. Let's go ahead and talk about that first. What motivated you to refile for another term?
Well, like I say, I was never planned to initially, but I made pretty good headway on that LAVTR, and there's been a push to by a certain group of legislators to try to do away with that, and just started to make some headway before this COVID-19 hit, and I think it'll still be available. They were real amenable in Topeka, and I think that'll still happen. It's just going to be probably a couple year setback, depending on how the federal government aids the states and everything on finances. And then number two, I'm starting to get I have three people now. They're interested in helping out on the Wildcat Creek flooding by having having some ponds on some and detention on their property. And as soon as some funds become available, so I'm starting to make some inroads on the Wildcat Creek flooding. And those are the two main reasons that I had intended to run again.
So you kind of just want to see those projects through and see them to their completion.
Well, I would, and then of course with the COVID-19 now. And the possibility there could be an almost new commission. We're replacing quite a number of department heads and some staff, and I just felt that there ought to be a little bit of experience left in the county commission. Commissioner Ford is doing a very good job, but it's just his second year, and I thought there ought to be some experience in there to carry on through electing or hiring three or four new department heads.
I see. As far as glaring holes that you hope to shore up here in the next 4 years, if you're given another shot?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm 75, and I don't really want to die in office, but it's getting tougher because of the political climate. And last Thursday, we had another 10-hour day. We had interviews and the Good Morning Manhattan stuff. So 10-hour days are really tough on me.
I imagine, yeah, that could get a little difficult. Well, what are your thoughts on the current state of the county's budget and the overall response that you've had so far to the pandemic?
Well, we've had the pros and cons on the mask, of course, and I think that we did the right thing on the opt-out, considering that the city was going to go ahead and put in a mandate, and you had to wear a mask. And that's where most of the problem is, and I'm a rural county resident, and I didn't want to burden our rural people out there on the farms and small elevators and co-ops and things. And so that was kind of a setback in one regard, because there was so much contention between the two groups. But budget-wise, I think we're in very good shape yet. We're having a decline in sales tax, of course. And I'm really concerned about the December 20th and next May 10th tax payments, how they come in. But overall, we're ranked very high in the state as a county. Our mill rate has always been down in the bottom 105, back up to about 90. So we've always been in the bottom 6 to 10 or 12 in counties. And we have money in the bank to pay bills in emergency. We have very little debt. We have the firing range underway. So Riley County is in very good shape right now, currently.
And, you know, obviously most people vote with their wallets. If they're feeling like they're getting gypped out of taxes, that's one way that they will vote here. And I know that there's been discussion here that the taxes are too high in Riley County, although they are lower than other places in the state. What is your take on that, and how do we bring that down ever so slightly?
Well, we were the only ones in the area to actually lower the mill levy for next year's budget. And bottom line is, when I visit with people, I ask them what service they want to give up, because Riley County is running very efficient right now. And the mill levy for Raleigh County, I think, is where it should be, considering the services that the people demand. I know the school district and the city of Manhattan, of course, have higher mill levies, and that's not my job to work or comment on what they do. But Raleigh County, that mill levy is covering quite a number of things that we have to do. You know, we got stuck with this new radio system in $5-7 million. You know, that was mandated by the federal government, changing the airways and the firing range. It cost a lot more than I thought it would, but it's necessary. And so Raleigh County's been saddled with some projects and items that really weren't of their doing.
I know one thing that I've spoken to a lot of the different candidates here so far is the EMS, and I know this gets brought up quite a bit here, but how do we improve services for the northern half of the county when the wait times are significant for those folks?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. Commissioner Rodriguez just mentioned the other day one of the far north residents, how they commented how much quicker response time was, around 14 minutes, which is very good, clear up north of Randolph or up in that area. And so we've made some inroads by moving up to the Public Works Department. And the EMS is our next priority. We need to get them in better facilities. And so as we can within the budget, which is going to mean keeping our belts tight, then that's the next priority item for Raleigh County, is to get EMS in better facilities. And on the north end, that's a real tough one, Brandon, because as you see, we averaged 5,400 calls in Manhattan, 17 to 19 or 20 in the north county. So it's they're going to be stationed where the bulk of the work is, for number one. But I think right now we're in very good shape by moving the one up to Public Works. And I think at a later date, as money becomes available, we'll be able to establish something a little further north.
I see. Yeah. So it sounds to me like in order to actually have something, let's say in Leonardville, that would probably require some sort of a tax hike.
Well, not necessarily. Depends on how this COVID-19 ends and how the counties are reimbursed, the state of Kansas by federal government. But one thing you have to remember, if we put a full-fledged service up there, you've got quite a number of staff that have to staff that 24 hours a day. And what do they do? You know, 17 calls in a month, what do they do in between? And number two, I tell the North people too, you may have an ambulance right next to your house, but when there's a major emergency here in Manhattan or elsewhere, that ambulance may be transporting somebody to Topeka, and it may not be available anyway. So there are no guarantees in life, but I think that we can do better than what we have been. And I don't want to raise the mill levy, so we're going to have to work that out within the budget by tightening our belts and making some adjustments somewhere, because right now, with this COVID-19, I'm paying way more tax than I ever have, and I have no desire to raise taxes anymore right now.
How do you anticipate addressing workforce needs going forward, especially as we look to get into more recovery mode ahead of this pandemic?
Well, I'm going to hold off on that because I'm not sure if and when the end of this is going to come. I have an old friend that's passed away now, but she was in the 1918 pandemic. I got to visit with her quite a bit about 20 years ago. She autographed a book for me, and she was stationed at Fort Riley as a nurse. But I'm not sure if this isn't going to duplicate that, where there's a flare up right now. It may get worse this winter. So I'm just going to take it day by day right now on the COVID-19.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. It's difficult to plan right now anything. I don't envy a lot of our leadership right now, because this is really difficult.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else maybe I haven't asked here that you'd like to get out there for the public to know?
No, the main thing is we need to get through the pandemic. I just keep watch on our health department director, so we can back her up and on her orders as they come out. and do the best we can, but we were working on a combination of county city, and so we need to do what's best for the county overall also, but we do have a city commission that is looking after the city of Manhattan very well. So right now it's just going to be day by day. We've got interviews again Thursday. We've got another department head or two to fill out sometime between now and the end of the year. So it's going to be a very busy schedule, and I'm just going to focus on day-by-day work at the county right now.
All right. Well, Ron, we always appreciate the time, and good luck to you here in the primary.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Brandon. Have a good day.